Mental health first aid. What you can do in a crisis. Knowing how to respond effectively during a mental health crisis can make a life-saving difference. Whether you're supporting a colleague, friend, or family member, or navigating your own struggles, understanding the warning signs and knowing how to seek help is crucial. A mental health crisis can manifest in various ways, and it's important to recognize the signs that someone might be struggling. We gained valuable insights from Safia Joseph, psychologist and wellness training lead at Life Health Solutions. When someone is in a mental health crisis, it can manifest in various ways. They might struggle to get out of bed, go to work, or perform daily tasks. Personal hygiene may slip, and they could experience sudden, intense mood changes or even psychosis, such as hallucinations or delusions. Agitation, anger, or violent behavior may increase, and thoughts of self-harm or suicide might emerge. They could begin to withdraw from others, isolating themselves or turn to self-medication. Physical symptoms like unexplained aches, pains, headaches, or digestive issues might also appear, signaling that something is deeply wrong. Immediate steps to take if you're feeling suicidal. If you're overwhelmed by thoughts of suicide or feeling like you might harm yourself, seek help immediately. Safia advises reaching out to your employee well-being provider, EWP, heading to the nearest hospital, or contacting a suicide hotline. Even if you aren't in immediate danger, talking to a trusted friend, loved one, or healthcare professional is critical. Remember, suicidal thoughts don't improve on their own. It's vital to take action and get support. When to seek professional help. Recognizing when it's time to seek professional help can be challenging. Safia suggests that if you're worrying more than usual, finding it hard to enjoy life, or struggling to cope with thoughts and feelings that interfere with daily life for more than 2 weeks, it's time to contact a mental health professional. Self-help strategies for coping with suicidal thoughts. If you're struggling with suicidal thoughts, these self-help strategies can help you stay safe while you seek long-term support. Reach out to trusted loved ones or a crisis counselor. Go somewhere safe where you can avoid acting on suicidal thoughts. Lock up or remove weapons or other means of self-harm from your environment. Avoid alcohol and substances that might worsen your feelings. Try grounding techniques like taking a walk or practicing deep breathing. Enjoy relaxing activities like listening to music or spending time with a pet. These steps can help create a buffer between you and the intense distress you're experiencing, giving you time to seek further help. There are also several resources available to provide immediate support during a mental health crisis. Call the Life Health Solutions EWP on 0800-004-770. The South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, Suicide Crisis Helpline at 0800-567-567. Or the Department of Social Development Substance Abuse Helpline at 0800-121314. You can also reach out to the SIPLA Mental Health Helpline at 0800-456-789 or the Healthcare Workers Care Network Helpline at 0800-21-21-21.
We all have secrets. And it's not always the secrets themselves that get us into trouble, but the feelings about the secrets that can darken and deepen over time. Some of those feelings can be terror, fear, shame, self-loathing, and worse. Unfortunately, many of us learn that it's not okay, or we're just never taught that it's okay to express those feelings, so we deny their existence. On the outside, we're fine. While on the inside, there can be immense feelings of despair, loneliness, and hopelessness.
Talking about suicidal thoughts is a courageous step. Choose a trusted and empathetic person who's a good listener and reach out in a way that feels comfortable, whether virtually or in person. Be clear about your feelings and ask for help in contacting the necessary resources or creating a safety plan together. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health crisis, remember that help is available and taking the first step towards support can be life-saving. Thank you to TEDx Talks for the audio clip used in the soundbite. For more personalized support and expert advice, please refer to your dedicated toll-free number or send an SMS to 31581. Disclaimer: the information is shared on condition that listeners will make their own determination, including seeking advice from a healthcare professional. Errors and omissions accepted. Life Healthcare Group Limited and Life Health Solutions do not accept any responsibility for any loss or damage suffered by the listener as a result of the information provided.